MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. 5 billboards were put up shortly before the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta by Joseph DeGangi through the LLC landofenchantment.org, pointing out, quote, New Mexico national rankings, lowest in education, highest crime and drug use. Why can't we do better? Instead of answering those questions, the state's Economic Development Department has responded with several social media posts depicting mock-ups of billboards resembling the landofenchantment.org billboards, but chose to highlight different rankings, such as New Mexico is number 1 in research and development spending, number 1 in PhDs per capita, and that New Mexico is the only state in the country with free childcare and free college tuition.
To tell the story that we're the only state in the country that has free childcare, free college tuition, these are really unique things that New Mexico has done in the last few years,
said Rob Black, Cabinet Secretary of the New Mexico Economic Development Department. DeGangi responded with a statement that reads in part, while I applaud everything positive New Mexico does to improve child care and college tuition, the fact remains that 80% of 8th graders cannot read or do math at their grade level. Overall, our national ranking in education is last place. The billboards will be up until October 12th. And the New Mexico Healthcare Authority on Thursday advised that starting on November 1st, new requirements will change how energy assistance payments are applied during SNAP eligibility determinations. If a household does not include someone 60 years or older or a person with a disability, SNAP benefit recipients must notify the NMHCA if they pay their own heating and cooling bills. If proof is needed, a utility bill, lease, or landlord letter can be used. Receiving the low-income home energy assistance program alone will no longer qualify a household for the utility deduction. If someone else pays the recipient's utilities, that amount counts as income and the deduction will not apply. The new rule applies the next time benefits are applied for or renewed on or after November 1st. Current SNAP benefits will not change before then. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.